Good evening, Ira baseball fans. Ben Moore here. We'll be live here. The game starts at 6 p.m. So we'll be live just a touch. All right. Good evening, Ira baseball fans. Ben Moore here with you. Looks like the umpires are getting out. Going to have both coaches go out and exchange cards again. I'm going to go ahead and give you the starting lineup for, or the batting order for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs are home, so we won't be batting first, but it'll be Pena for the Bulldogs to start off. He's also pitching today. Claxton will be shortstop and batting second. Castillo will be the catcher batting third. Hernandez will be second in the fourth spot. Coy will be at first base, and he'll be in the five spot batting. Juarez is going to be the DH for Campbell, and Campbell will be out in left field. Forey will bat in the seventh spot, and he'll be the right fielder tonight. Collier will be the center fielder batting in eighth, and Santos will be the third baseman batting in the ninth spot. So, again, the Ira Bulldogs today playing the Morton Indians, one-game series. Not sure how that happened. I'm guessing we lost a coin toss would be my bet. So, you know, good and bad for the Bulldogs. We've got Jaron, who is a dominant pitcher and does a great job for Ira. So, but anything can happen in baseball in one game. Nonetheless, it's exciting. I doubt there's anyone listening because I'm looking out at the stands, and Ira is well represented here. Looks like we have both of our sides of the bleachers all the way filled, and then you look at the Morton side, and there's some pretty good gaps there. So I'm glad. It's more fun to be here. It's more fun to root for the teams and be in person and support the kiddos. So we will be live here. Oh, the game first pitch is supposed to be at 6 p.m. Coaches are on the mound or at home plate talking with the umpires right now. So I imagine they'll start letting Jaron warm up here in the next 5 minutes or so, and then we will throw the first pitch. I'll come back live for that. So stay tuned for some Ira Bulldog baseball. Good evening, Ira baseball fans. Ben Moore here. We'll be live here. The game starts at 6 p.m. So we'll be live just a touch before then. The Ira Bulldogs taking on the Morton Indians for a chance to go to state. So one game for it all. You're listening live to Ira Bulldog baseball. Good evening, Ira baseball fans. Ben Moore here. We'll be live here. The game starts at 6 p.m. So we'll be live just a touch before then. The Ira Bulldogs taking on the Morton Indians for a chance to go to state. So one game for it all. You're listening live to Ira Bulldog baseball. Good evening, Ira baseball fans. Ben Moore here. We'll be live here. The game starts at 6 p.m. So we'll be live just a touch before then. The Ira Bulldogs taking on the Morton Indians for a chance to go to state. So one game for it all. You're listening live to Ira Bulldog baseball.
Number 11, Andre Williams. feeling the earthly arm. Sort of feel the daily mind. Sort of put the feeling of the belly out. Sort of feel the ability to offer others. Sort of feel the danger of being yoga.
All right, baseball fans, get my sound set. I'm in a box with no windows, so I've got a microphone set up as close as I can to try to get some of the crowd noise in it. Pena's going to be pitching for the Bulldogs to steal his catcher. Like I said earlier, again, it's a one-game series. Winner goes to state. That's it. No three-game here. There's no other games to be played. This is it. Bulldogs going to be the home team today. So get to bat last, which I think is a little bit of an advantage for us. Have a great Bulldog team. And again, a great showing from the crowd tonight. All the Iris line looks to be pretty full. There's lawn chairs up by the wall. There's people standing, it looks like. And so representing the team well. So I also, in the haste of last week leaving, left my sponsor list in the last press box. And so off the top of my head, I tried to remember as best I can if you or your company sponsored. I forgot you. I do sincerely apologize. But I do want to say thanks to those sponsors, Bell Pfeiffer and Fuel, Funeral Home, Ira Methodist Church, Ira Baptist Church, the Ira Church of God, Snyder Iron and Metal, S. McAllen Photography, and Prosperity Bank. Morton got to this game by beating Nazareth last week. It was a split series, and I think Morton and Nazareth were really close. I want to say Morton won the last game by one or two runs, and it went to three games. So should be a good test for the Bulldogs. Have not been defeated this year. Have played really solid baseball and need to continue it. We're playing at Lubbock Christian High School, and it is the calmest day I have ever seen in Lubbock. The flags are blowing just a little bit, kind of falling down from left to right if you're behind home plate or maybe straight towards home plate. In fact, during the national anthem, the American flag was just laying there, not moving at all. So, all right, with that being said, it's going to be the first batter up for Morton. It's going to be Rivera as Pena gets ready to start the game off for the Bulldogs from the mound. All right, Jaren steps up to the mound. Batter steps up to the plate. We got a lefty right off the bat. Here's pitch from Pena, low and outside for ball one. Pena gets the signal. Here's the pitch. This one going to be outside for ball two. Little uncharacteristic for Jaren right off the bat. He steps off the back of the mound, kind of catches breath, and comes back forward. Faced with a 2-0 count here in the top of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball three. So Jaren faced with a 3-0 count. Here's the pitch. Going to be outside for ball four. Extremely uncharacteristic of Pena to walk a runner, let alone the first batter that he faces. Maybe just a little bit of jitters here to get the game started. And you start off with a left-handed hitter is a little bit different. It's going to be Lyon up to bat for Morton. Lyon will be the opposing pitcher today. The Indians have a runner on first. No out, top of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Lyon gets a hold of it, sends it to shallow left field, picked up by Campbell, and it'll be a single. One pitch just went in between the third base and a shortstop. Good recovery by Campbell to keep it to a single. That'll bring up Boggs for the Salts, who's another lefty. Runners on first and second for Morton. Here's the pitch. Called, strike one. Jaren needed a good pitch there, so he's got an 0-1 count. Top of the first inning, runners on first and second, no runs scored. This one's going to be outside for a ball. Pena steps off the back of the mound. Gets back set. Boggs steps up to the plate. Pena checks the runner on second. Here's the pitch. It's going to be outside just behind Castillo. Both runners are going to advance. Now the Indians have runners on second and third. There's a 2-1 count for Boggs, who's at the plate, as the Bulldogs find themselves in a little bit of a hole to start the first inning here. Here's the pitch. Ooh, they're going to call that on the ball. It was close, so now Boggs has worked Pena to a 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a strike number two. Seems like maybe Jaren's kind of finding his groove here, too. Full count, top of the first inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Foul ball. Runners on second and third. Full count. Here's the pitch from Pena. Swing and a strike three. So two runners get on, and then Pena's able to strike out the third batter. So there's one out in the top of the first inning. No runs scored, but the Indians have runners on second and third as Cade Lyon, who's the catcher tonight for Morton, steps up to the plate. Here's the pitch from Pena. Hit by Lyon to center field. Collier gets under it and catches it. They're going to send the runner from third home, and he's going to be able to score. So just an RBI there. The second baseman wasn't able to run. He tagged up and was able to score. Collier threw the ball to home, but it got there maybe a second too late. So now the Indians take a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning against the Bulldogs. But there's two outs and a runner on second. It's going to be Villarreal up to bat for Morton. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Two outs. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So an 0-2 count now. Two outs. Top of the first inning. Runner on second. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. After a rough couple first batters for the Bulldogs, able to settle back into the game, get a swing and a miss, strike three, and that'll send us to the bottom of the second inning. Ira trailing the Indians 0-1. Thank you. Warming up, 1-0, bottom of the first inning. Bulldog's going to be batting. It'll be Pena, the top of the order for Ira, up to bat. Was told if you're keeping up, it's 3-3 in the fifth inning for Borden County Hermley softball tied. So Hermley won yesterday. They're up 1-0 on the series. Pena steps up to the plate. Gets settled in. Clacks will be on deck. Castillo in the hole. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball one. Lyon, the pitcher for the Indians. Here's the pitch. High, ball two. The catcher is also, last name is Lyon, so I'm guessing they're related somehow. 2-0 count for Jaron here. Here's the pitch. Pena gets it. Hits it too deep. Right center field. It's going to fall behind the center fielder. He still doesn't have it. James Pena is about to round second. Jaron gets to third. Coach Goodman's giving the signal to go. He's going to run it in. And he's going to have an in-the-park home run. Just a perfect shot by Pena. Hits it way deep in the center right field. Just beyond the center fielder, and then the wheels on Pena ran around. Maybe there's a little bit of anger there for getting a run off of him in the first inning, but now it's all tied up. 1-1 with no outs in the bottom of the first inning as Claxton comes up to bat for the Bulldogs. Called strike one. Castillo will be on deck, and Hernandez in the hole. Here's the windup and pitch. Low, ball one. Claxton with a 1-1 count. Lyon likes to pitch it like Jaron. He just gets up and throws the ball. There's not a lot of motion. Swing and a strike. So now a 1-2 count, bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Claxton gets it, hits it to center field. Center fielder gets underneath it. He's going to catch it for out number one. Hit it good and deep. About the same spot Jaron did, but Jaron's was more of a line drive. And Aiden got under his a little bit. Up the bat for the Bulldogs now is going to be Castillo. Here's pitch outside, ball one. Hernandez is on deck. Coy is in the hole for Ira. 1-0 count. Here's the swing. That's going to be hit to center field. Center fielder running to get underneath it. He's going to get under that one as well for out number two. Bulldogs hitting it well. They're getting the ball in play off of Lyon, and they're hitting that left center or right center gap. Center fielder's been able to get under the last two. It's going to be Hernandez up to bat for the Bulldogs now with two outs. There's the pitch called, strike one. Here's pitch number two. Be low for a ball. 1-1 count for Hernandez. Two outs, bottom of the first inning. Here's pitch from Lyon. Swing, hits a third baseman, gets by the third baseman. Hernandez is going to have a stand-up single. Third baseman just missed that one, so now you've got a senior on first, and Hernandez has some wheels to him. See what the Bulldogs try to do here. Coy's going to be up to bat for the Bulldogs with Juarez on deck and Forey in the hole. Bottom of the first inning, two outs, 1-1. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. So now, Coy has an 0-1 count. Line sets the runner at first. Hernandez really didn't have that big of a lead there. Hernandez is quick. Here's the pitch from Lyon. It's going to be high for a ball. They were trying to pick off Hernandez at first. They threw it high, but the catcher intentionally just turning to throw it to first base, trying to get a little bit fancy there, but Hernandez savvy to it. So it's going to be a 1-1 count with two outs. Bottom of the first, tied up 1-1 after the in-the-park home run that Pena hit to start the order off. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a missed strike. So a 1-2 count with two outs. Runner on first base for the Bulldogs. Swing, foul ball by Coy. Did a great job of keeping the at-bat alive. One, two count, two outs, runner on first. Here's the pitch. Oh, called strike there. Looked a little outside, but they're going to call it a strike. So after one, the score is going to be Iowa 1, Morton 1, as the Bulldogs get ready to take the field in the top of the second inning. County taking a 4-3 lead over Hermley after five. But here for Ira, Bulldogs eyed Morton 1-1. Seemed like it took a second for Jaron to kind of get into a groove at the beginning of the game, but once he got into a groove, it was the same as we've seen all season long. Slim them a strike. So now after one, it's all tied back up. It'll be Alvarado, the batter for Morton. Here's the pitch from Pena. High, ball one. One oh count. Here's the pitch. Foul. Now the count is 1-1, top of the second inning, no out. Here's the pitch from Pena. Oh, strike there. Great pitch. Looks like it just nicked the outside edge of the plate. Now Pena's got Alvaro work to a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. This is going to be foul. right by where all the cars are parked. The 1-2 count remains. Here's Pittsburgh and Pena. Ooh, that one. They're going to call that a ball. It dropped down. It was close. Now the count is even at 2. No outs here, bottom, top of the second inning. Same pitch, same spot, same call. It's going to be a ball 3. Now Alvarado has worked his way to a full count. See what Payne can do here. Here's the pitch. Right down the pipe for a foul ball. Full count here. Here's a pitch from Pena. It's going to be another foul. So 3-2 count. Here's the pitch from Pena. Going to foul that one again. So 3 fouls in a row here by Alvarado against Pena. No out, top of the second inning. It's tied 1-1. Jaron gets set. Here's the pitch. Called. Strike 3. The young man who was on deck for Morton put the baseballs in his pocket, but then he couldn't get them out. So now he steps up to play. It's going to be Mendoza for Morton. One out, top of the second inning. Bulldogs tied with Morton 1-1. Here's pitch from Pena. Low and outside for a ball. Here's the pitch. Swing and a strike. That puts the count at 1-1. One out, top of the second inning. Here's the pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Now 1-2 count with one out, top of the second inning. 1-1. Runner calls, or batter calls time. Steps out of the box. Pena steps off the back of the mound. Mendoza gets set at the plate. Pena gets set at the mound. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Call. Strike 3. All right, swing and a miss. Strike 3. That's 2 outs for Pena. It'll be Giannis up to bat for Morton. Here's the pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. 2 outs. Top of the second inning. Game tied 1-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Jaron certainly hit his groove there in the back half of that inning. So after the top of the second, Bulldogs tied 1-1, 3 batters up, 3 batters down. We'll see what happens in the bottom of the second when the Bulldogs bat. Thank you. looks like Lyons is done warming up. Juarez is going to be up to bat first for the Bulldogs. Corey will be on deck, and Collier will be in the hole. Senior Juarez had a great round against Cross Plains. And even last week against May did well. Here's the pitch. High, ball one. The senior Juarez is going to force Lyons to pitch to him. Here's the pitch. Ooh. Inside, called strike. Here's the pitch from Lyons. Fouled off by Juarez. I'll keep the count 1-1. Here's the 1-2 count. Juarez gets it, hits it to left center field. It's going to fall. He's going to have turns around first. Center fielder gets it. Looks like Juarez is going to have a leadoff double for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs consistently trying to send the ball to that left, or that center, right center field. Juarez gets it over there, so the Bulldogs have a leadoff runner on second. It's going to be Forey up to bat for Ira with Collier on deck and Santos in the hole. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss strike for Forey. One is the count here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's pitch. Before he gets it, this one's going to be a foul ball. So an 0-2 count now for the senior Forey. Runner on second is Juarez. Here's the pitch. Ooh, it looked outside to me, but they're going to call it a strike. So that's going to send up Collier for the Bulldogs. With Santos on deck, and then Pena, the leadoff man, will be in the hole. One out, bottom of the second inning. Bulldogs have a runner on second. Pitch. That one hit the ump. Can be a strike. They're all checking on him, making sure he's okay. Right in the noggin. All right, he's going to shake it off and get back. So it's an 0-1 count here with one out, bottom of the second inning. Bulldogs tied with Morton 1-1 after Pena got up in the first inning and hit an in-the-park home run. But the Bulldogs have Juarez in scoring position on second here, Collier with an 0-1 count. After a little bit of break, Lyons checks the runner at second. Now he's going to throw. Juarez is safe. Collier's at the plate. Santos is on deck. And then Pena, the leadoff batter for the Bulldogs, is in the hole. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Going to be outside and low for a ball. The ump called time. Looks like he's fixing something on the catcher's chest pad. 1-1 is the count. One out, bottom of the second inning. Here comes the pitch. This one's going to be hit foul, but the first baseman's running over to catch it, and he's going to grab it for an out. So that'll bring up Santos for the Bulldogs. Two outs. Bottom of the second inning. Runner on second for Ira. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be hit down the first base line by Santos, and they're going to call it foul. Probably a good break there for the Bulldogs. First baseman was running by it and likely would have had it. So it'll be an 0-1 count. Two outs, bottom of the second inning. Juarez standing on second for Ira. Santos at the plate. Sanders on deck, and Claxton will be in the hole. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Outside and low for a ball. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike. So now a 1-2 count that Keevan faces. Runner on second. Two outs. Bottom of the second inning. Big at bat here. Keevan can get the ball in play even for a single and move Juarez around. Looks like today may be a battle of pitchers. There's the pitch, and it's going to be a swing and a miss. Strike three. So after two, the score is going to remain 1-1. Ira and Morton tied. Back to the mound, it'll be Pena again for Ira. Yeah, and up to bat is going to be Enriquez, the number 9 hitter for Morton. Really a pretty evenly matched game so far. The Bulldogs one hitter ahead in the order. Here's the first pitch from Pena. Low and inside for a ball. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Check swing, and that's going to be a call or a swing and a miss there. Now there's a 1-1 count in the bottom or top of the third inning. Inside for a ball. Now there's a 2-1 count for Pena. Here's his 2-1 pitch. Called strike there. Top of the third inning, 2-2 count, no out. Here's the pitch. Touch outside for ball. So now it's a full count. Here's the full count pitch. This one's going to be a foul ball. Pena getting set back at the mound. He was chasing down that foul. About a 3-2 count, top of the third inning, no outs. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. And that'll walk the leadoff batter. It'll be top of the order. Top of the order now for Morton, which will be Rivera, a lefty who I believe was walked in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One oh count. Here's the pitch. Called strike there. Runner on first, no outs, top of the third inning, tied 1-1. Pena has a 1-1 count. There's a swing and a miss strike. So with a 1-2 count, no outs, top of the third inning, Pena checks the runner at first. Outside for a ball. The steal gets it. Tries to throw the second to tag the runner. He's safe with the steal. So it was a swing and a miss strike, but the runner stole second. So there's one out now in the top of the third inning. And it'll be the pitcher, the opposing pitcher, Lyon, up to bat for Morton. Here's the pitch from Pena inside for a ball. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike. One out, top of the third inning. Morton has a runner on second. And Jaron's got it with a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be hit high to center field. Collier running up underneath it, calls it, catches the ball. It's going to keep the runner from advancing. So two outs now. There's a high hit ball. Collier had to run up underneath it to get it. And that'll bring up Boggs for Morton in his first at bat. He struck out swinging, and I believe he was the first out for Morton that they had two guys get on. So two outs, top of the third inning, runner on second. As Pena faces a new batter. Pena checks the runner on second, doesn't throw it, just pretends. Here's the pitch. Low and away for a ball. One-oh count, two outs, top of the third inning. Here's the pitch from Pena. That one was close. It looks like it's going to be low and a ball. Now a 2-0 count. Pena steps off the mound. Calls time, and he wants to speak with Castillo, the catcher. So Pena and Castillo are talking. I want to say thanks to our sponsors, the NLS Live List. And so I may have forgotten somebody. It's just off the top of my head. But you or your business support these broadcasts. Thank you so much for doing so. If you'd like to reach out to Mr. Jones, he'll gladly get you the information to do so. 2-0 count, 2 outs, runner on second in the top of the third inning. Here's the pitch from Pena, outside for a ball. Now a 3-0 count with 2 outs. Here's the pitch from Pena, called strike there. Now 3-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So after being down 3-0, Pena's worked his way back. Had a full count with Boggs. Runner on second. Two outs. Top of the third inning. Here's the pitch. It's going to be fouled off behind me. So full count. Top of the third inning. Two outs. Tied 1-1. Morton has a runner on second. Swing and a miss. Strike three. After getting down 3-0 in the count, Pena works his way back. Gets a swing and a miss. Strike three. That's going to send the Bulldogs to the bottom of the third inning. Tied 1-1. Lyon in his first at bat, Jaron hit an in the park home run. Here's the pitch from Lyon. Called strike. A 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Pena gets this one, hits it to the shortstop, gets past the shortstop. Still no outfielders have had it, so Pena's going to round, at least get to second. Coach Goodwin's sending in the third. So Jaron's going to slide into third safe. So far tonight, Jaron has hit a home run and a triple. So So great at-bat for this junior, Pena. And that's going to bring Claxton up to bat for the Bulldogs with Castillo on deck and Hernandez in the hole. Here's the pitch. Claxton gets it. He lines this one to right field. Claxton's going to be safe at first, and Pena is going to be safe at home. The first baseman doesn't cover first play, or home doesn't cover the base, so Claxton's actually going to get a double out of it. So the first baseman, I guess, got defeated that Jaren scored, didn't cover first. The right fielder threw it to first. There was nobody there, so Aiden got the green light to head to second. And so now all of a sudden the Bulldogs are leading 2-1 after a leadoff triple by Pena and a double, we'll call it a double, by Claxton. Here's the pitch. This one behind the back of Castillo for a ball. The bottom of the third inning, Bulldogs take a lead, 2-1. They have no out. And the senior Castillo is up to bat with a 1-0 count. Ryan checks Claxton. Looked like he wanted to throw it, but there was no one covering the base. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Going to be outside for a ball. Castillo at the plate, Hernandez on deck, Coy in the hole. Bulldogs have a runner on second. And here's the 2-0 pitch. This one's going to be outside for a ball. Seems like Ira might have Lyon rattled a little bit. This is my first time I remember him as a 3-0 count this evening. But the senior Castillo is working too. 3-0 count. Here's the pitch. This one will be a called strike. The runner on second, bottom of the third, no out. 3-1 count for the senior Castillo. Foul ball. Ooh. Roped it down the third base line and went foul by a couple feet. It stopped. It would have been a big hit. Now it's full count for the senior Castillo with a runner on second. Here's the pitch from Lyon. Swing. This one's going to be fouled off. Down the third baseline again. Not quite as hard or as far. But Castillo fighting at the at-bat. Full count, runner on second, no outs, bottom of the third inning. Here's pitch. Castillo gets this one, pops it up. Catcher drops his mask and runs underneath it. It's going to fall. It was right back by the rope. Probably hard to tell if it was going to be in play or out of play. And the catcher dropped it, so that's three consecutive foul balls for the senior Castillo. Bottom of the third, runner on second. Bulldogs leading 2-1 with no outs here. And the senior Castillo facing a full count. Here's the pitch. Castillo gets this one, fouls it again. Same. Here's the full pitch. Castillo gets it and ropes this one down the third base line. It's going to be fair. Claxton's getting the hold up at third. And Castillo's going to have a stand-up double. So now the Bulldogs have runners on second and third. The Morton coach coming out to ask, you sure that ball was fair? It was. It bounced on the inside of the line. And then after the third base bag, it rolled into foul territory. Called fair, though, so it's a double for Castillo after a great at-bat, making line pitch. quite a bit, and now the Bulldogs find themselves with two runners in scoring position. Claxton on third, Castillo on second, no outs in the bottom of the third as the senior Hernandez is up to bat. Here's the pitch, swing and a missed strike. Coy's on deck, Juarez in the hole for the Bulldogs. Here's the 0-1 pitch. A little high there for a ball. Now it's a 1-1 count, no outs in the bottom of the third inning. Here's the pitch. Fouls this one off down the right field line. So now Hernandez faced with a 1-2 count. Runners on second and third. Both runners pretty quick. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Hernandez gets it. Hits it to left field. He gets behind the left fielder who dives. That's going to score at least two runs for the Bulldogs. Claxton touches home plate. Castillo touches home. And Hernandez is going to have a stand-up triple. He was hit not hard, just somewhat shallow into left field, and the left fielder dove trying to make a play on it, and instead the ball went behind him, allowing Hernandez to get to third, and that puts the Bulldogs up 4-1 in the bottom of the third inning with no out, as Coy is going to come up to bat for Ira. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Coy is at the plate. Juarez is on deck, and Forey is in the hole. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Ooh, they're going to call that one a strike. Looked a little high, but that's all right. So now the freshman faced with an 0-1-0-2 count. Called strike three. Coach Goodwin wants to talk. Two pitches there. One looked pretty high, and that one that he just called looked pretty far outside. Coach Goodwin having just a conversation. Christian's pretty upset about the call, but he is going to be retired. And in 1A baseball, nothing is going to change here. It's just really talking. So it'll be the senior Juarez up to bat for Ira, who's the designated hitter. One out, bottom of the third inning, runner on third. It's Hernandez who hit a triple. So far this inning, the Bulldogs have forced Lions hits 19 times, which is another number to keep our eye on. 110 is kind of a magic pitch count number, and in a one-game series, that can mean a lot. Here's the pitch to Juarez, swinging and it's strike. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Juarez gets it, hits it to center field. Center field gets under it. Hernandez tags up. They're going to throw it to home, but it won't be there in time, and it'll be an RBI. Now the Bulldogs take a 5-1 lead here in the bottom of the third inning as the senior Forey gets up to bat. Here's the pitch, inside and high for a ball. Bulldogs have two outs now, but no runners on. Here's that was low for ball. That one was low and in the dirt, and Lyon kind of stumbled off the mound. Now the senior four, he's worked his way to a 2-0 count. Here's the pitch, this one's going to hit him in the back, and that'll send him to first. Coach Barbie, the good first base coach, rubbed some dirt on the shoulder for Corey, and now it'll be the sophomore Collier up to bat for the Bulldogs. Two outs, runner on first. Bottom of the third inning. Here's pitch from Lyon, called strike there. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This one hit by Foray to the shortstop. Goes under the shortstop's glove. That's the second time this game. And that'll be a single. Just went right between the shortstop's legs under his glove. It's really been fielding errors by Morton that has been the difference in the game. Both teams have put the ball in play. And now the Bulldogs making something happen. It's going to be Santos, the number 9 batter for the Bulldogs, up to the plate with two outs. But he has runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. This one inside for a ball. Pena is on deck. Claxton is in the hole. Santos with a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Called strike there, just touched the outside corner of the plate. So 1-1 count, bottom of the third inning, two outs, runners on first and second. Bulldogs leading 5-1. Here's the pitch, called strike there. Now Santos finds himself behind 1-2 with two outs here. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be outside for a ball. And that'll even the count at 2-2. Again, Bulldogs have a tremendous bottom of the third. Scored 4 runs here so far, and they've got runners on first and second. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That one off speed. Ball gets behind the catcher. Both runners are going to advance. So now the Bulldogs have runners on second and third, and Santos is faced with a full count in the bottom of the third inning with two outs. 4 runs the Bulldogs have scored this inning to take a 5-1 lead. Here's the pitch. Santos gets it, hits this one. It's going to be picked up by the second baseman, who tosses it to the first baseman for the third out of the inning. So, after 3, Bulldogs leading Morton 5-2-1. Lyon up to bat for Morton, the catcher. Bulldogs with a big third inning, take a 5-1 lead. Top of the fourth again. There's only one game for this series, so the winner takes all. Here's the pitch from Pena. Going to call a ball there, low in the dirt, but better. Pulled the bat back just in time, I guess. So a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch from Pena. This one's hit to shortstop. Claxton gets it, wheels it over to first. Coy gets it, tags the runner. Great play by Christian Coy. Claxton threw that ball. It was just a touch high. Coy steps off the bag to get it, but then instinctively or just in practice, tagging the runner and getting out at first. There's one out now in the top of the fourth inning for Morton as they send Villarreal up to bat. Here's the pitch from Pena. Strike one called. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This one's going to be a foul. So Pena ahead, 0-2 in the count. Here's the pitch. This one touches the outside corner of the plate for a called strike three. So five pitches into the fourth inning, and Pena has already retired two runners. Morton going to send up Alvarado to the plate, who's 0-1. He struck out looking at his last at-bat. Here's the pitch. Called strike one. The 0-1 pitch. It's going to be low for a ball. Two outs, top of the fourth inning. A 1-1 count. Bulldogs leading 5-1. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be high for a ball. Two-one with two outs. Here's the pitch. Call strike three. That ball had some movement on it. Not strike three, strike two. Batter turns. He thought it was going to hit him, and it bent back in and was a strike. So now Pena got a 2-2 count with two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Call strike three. So after four and a half, the Bulldogs are leading 5-1. To point out that Borden County defeated Hermelin in their first game today. So now that series is tied 1-1. They'll start their third game here in a bit, I imagine. So heading to the bottom of the fourth, Bulldogs are leading Morton 5-1. Wrong button. All right, Lions. He finishes his warm-up up to bat for the Bulldogs. It's going to be Pena. Bulldogs able to get through the order again. So far tonight, Pena has hit a... There we go. Pena's hit a home run and a triple. He steps up to the plate. Lyon gets set to pitch. Going to be low for a ball. Pena calls timeout. He's got a 1-0 count. Called strike there. So 1-1 count now for Pena. In the bottom of the fourth inning with no out. Swing and a miss there. So here's the 1-2 pitch. Pena gets it. Hits this one right up the middle for a single. So Pena's been to the plate three times, and he's walked away with a single, a triple, and a in-the-park home run. And that'll bring Claxton up to the plate for the Bulldogs. He's 1-2 tonight. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Here's the 1-0 count. That one's going to be low for a ball again. Catcher throws it over to first, trying to catch Pena, but he was already standing there. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Going to be high for a ball. So the sophomore has worked his way to a 3-0 count. He's got a runner on first with no outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. That one's going to be outside for ball number 4. And that'll bring up the senior Castillo. And Morton's going to call timeout and go talk to Lyons. I just want to say thanks to the sponsors, Bell, Seifert, and Steele, Ira Methodist Church, Ira Baptist Church, Ira Church of God, Snyder, Iron, and Metal, S. McCallum Photography, and Prosperity Bank. Also want to apologize again. I left my ad reads, I think, in the last press box I was in. So somebody at Clyde is getting some readings over there from the press box. All right, Morton's coach had to talk with his pitcher, Lyon. He's got no outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bulldogs have runners on second and third, both of them very quick, and they've got Castillo up to the plate. Castillo is 1-2 tonight, and his last at-bat, he doubled to left field. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss strike. O-1 is the count. Ira leading 5-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning with no outs. Here's the pitch. Inside and low for a ball. Castillo at plate. Hernandez on deck. Coy in the hole. Runners on first and second for the Bulldogs. Here's the 1-1 pitch. This one tried to be outside breaking ball, and it ends up being too high and too inside for a ball. So now Castillo with a 2-1 count. Here's pitch. Castillo gets it, hits it to left field. It's going to fall fair. That should score at least one runner. Looks like maybe two. Castillo's going to have a double and two RBIs. So now the Bulldogs up 7-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning with no outs, runner on second as the senior Hernandez, or sophomore junior, sorry, Hernandez is up to the plate. Coy's on deck and Juarez is in the hole. Here's the pitch inside for a ball. Bulldogs have really hit Lyon the last two innings and his pitch count has increased drastically. That was his 76th pitch by my count. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it hits Hernandez in the back, and it'll get Hernandez to first. So that'll bring up Coy for the Bulldogs. He was struck out his last at-bat, but there were some questionable calls on there. Since then, the Bulldogs losing before then. The Bulldogs doing great. They've got runners on first and second, leading 7-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. No outs. Here's pitch. Coy gets this one, hits it high, runs to first base, and the catcher is going to catch it for an out. It would have been a foul ball if he had missed it. So that will bring up Juarez to the plate. He had a great at-bat his last time up. Sorry, he had an RBI his last time up. He flied out to center field. One out, bottom of the fourth inning. Runners on first and second for the Bulldogs, leading 7-1. Here's pitch. Low for ball. Pitcher dropped something, grabbed it. So now, 1-0 count, one out. Runners on first and second for the Bulldogs. Juarez is the batter. There's the pitch. It's going to be high for a ball. The 2-0 count here for the senior Juarez. That pitch is going to be outside for ball three. The senior making Lyon pitch to him. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That one's going to touch the outside corner for a called strike. The senior making a pitch to him. Runners on first and second for the Bulldogs. One out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Ira leading 7-1, whereas a 3-1 count. There's the pitch, swing, and a strike. So now Dimitri's getting in at a full count. One out, runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. High, ball four. Coach Goodwin walking over to talk to the senior Forey, who's up to play. Bulldogs have runners on everything, so the bases are loaded. Forey is 0-1 tonight. He has struck out when he was hit by a pitch at his last at-bat. One out, bottom of the fourth inning. Here's pitch. Called strike there. So the senior faces an 0-1 count. Here's pitch. Before he gets it, hits this to shortstop. Shortstop grabs it and catches it. All the runners get back. So that'll be one out. So now with two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning, Collier's going to step up to the plate. It's his last at-bat. He singled to the left field. Bulldogs with runners with the bases loaded, looking to make something happen here. There's the first pitch called strike. Ira leading 7-1. Don't want to waste an opportunity here with runners on. Here's the pitch. Collier gets it, hits to the shortstop. Shortstop bobbles the ball and is able to get it over to second for the fourth in time. So, after four, the Bulldogs leading Morton 7-1. Again, this is a one-game series. Bulldogs made Lyon pitch 24 times that inning by my count, so he's up to 87 pitches compared to Pena's 65. We'll take just a quick break to catch my breath, and then we'll be back with you for some more Ira Bulldog baseball. Ira leading 7-1 as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Finishes warming up. I've got him at 65 pitches so far. Top of the fifth inning, it'll be Mendoza, the number 7 batter for Morton, up to the plate. Bulldogs leading 7-1. Pena gets set. Here's pitch. Foul. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Pena. Swing it and miss. Strike two. Top of the fifth inning, no outs. Bulldogs leading 7-1, but Pena has the batter at an 0-2 count. Mendoza steps up to the plate. Here's pitch. This one's going to be hit to right field. Before he runs, gets underneath it, makes a great catch for out number one. Well hit ball down the right field line, but Forey with the speed ran over and was able to get underneath it, make a great play. So now it'll be Yanez, the number 8 batter, up to bat for Morton in his first at bat. He struck out swinging. Here's the pitch from Pena. This one hit high and deep to center field. Collier gets underneath it, makes the catch. That's two out. So Pena's pitched four times this inning, and he has two outs already. Thanks to the outfielders making great plays on the ball. So that'll send up Enriquez, the number nine batter for Morton. And he was walked in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch from Pena. Just a bit outside for a ball. Here's the 1-0 pitch. High, ball two. Pena steps off the back of the mound, walks back up, kind of recenter and reset himself. Got himself in a 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. That one's in the dirt. Ball. Count, two outs, top of the fifth inning, Bulldogs leading 7-1. Here's the pitch. That one touches the outside corner for a called strike. Now 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. Called strike two. Full count here for Pena. Here's windup and the pitch. Comes in. Strike three. 9 pitches is how many Jaren threw that inning. Gets 3 batters out. That leaves him with 75 pitches, while Lyon, who's going to come up in the bottom of the fifth inning, has already thrown the ball 88 times. So the Bulldogs leading 7-1, heading to the bottom of the fifth inning. Looking good, but need to finish this game out. Fifth inning, Bulldogs leading 7-1. Here's the pitch. High, ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch. I'm going to say that hit the corner for a called strike. Oh, no, he said ball. My bad. That one's a foul ball. And now Keevan with a 2-1 count. Bottom of the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading 7-1. Here's the pitch. Keevan gets this one. Hits the third baseman. Third baseman fields it. Keevan trying to run out the ball. So they're going to say the first baseman was pulled off the bag and call him safe. I'm an Ira fan and a homer all the way through. I don't think he was pulled off, but that umpire was right there and he called it. Now the Morton coach is going to go walk over and talk to him. Either way, a huge effort play by Keevan, who was able to run down that first base line. He hit it to the third baseman. The third baseman threw it over and threw a good ball, but it was just an effort play by Santos to get to first base. And now the Bulldogs are going to have a runner on first, and it's Jaron Pena up to bat. So far tonight, Jaron has hit a home run, a triple, and in his last at-bat, he hit a single. Here's the 0-0 pitch. Outside for a ball. One-oh is the count now. Runner on first. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be high for ball two. By my count, that's Lyon's 94th pitch as well. 110 is the number before he's got to get out. Umpire, call time. Pena at the plate with a 2-0 count. Santos on first for the Bulldogs. No outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ira leading 7-1. Here's pitch. Low for a ball. So now Pena works his way to a 3-0 count. Bottom of the fifth inning. No outs, runner on first. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Claxton's on deck, Castillo in the hole for the Bulldogs. Here's the 3-1 pitch. This one going to be high for ball number four. So now the score is still 7-1, but the Bulldogs have runners on first and second with no outs in the bottom of the fifth inning as they send Claxton to the plate. At his last at-bat, he walked, and he's 1-2 tonight with a single. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Like that one may have hit the a little bit. Now he's just walking it off, taking a little bit of a breather by my count, which is not official. I have that as Lyon's 98th pitch. Umpire just taking a little bit of a breather. Looks like maybe hitting in the mouth stuff, hitting in the mouth or the chin, the nose. Claxton, the batter for the Bulldogs still. He's going to have a one count. All right, everybody seems to be good. Umpire's good. That's two times the game seems like he's been hit. He's kind of been beating up this game, both of them on pitches from Morton. Runners on first and second for the Bulldogs. No outs, bottom of the fifth inning, Ira leading 7-1, and Claxton with an 0-1 count at the plate. Here's pitch. Swing and a miss, strike. Catcher kind of gets up from that one a little wounded, so the umpire runs the ball out to Lyon, the pitcher. Claxton now with an 0-2 count here. Runners on first and second, no out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading 7-1. Here's the pitch. This one's going to hit Claxton. Hit him in the leg, get him to first. pretty good at bat for Aiden. Got behind in the count, and then to finish it off by getting hit by the pitch means that the Bulldogs have the bases loaded, and Morton's going to send in a reliever. 100 pitches even by Lyon is what I have. For the Bulldogs, it'll be Castillo up to bat with the bases loaded. Last time Caden was up to bat, he hit a double. The time before that, he hit a double. So he has two doubles, both to the left side of the field. I'm going to take a quick break, play some of that super cool music while Lyon walks off, get all my stuff reset, and then we'll be back with you for some more Ira Bulldog Baseball. Is going to be up to bat for the Bulldogs. Morton's going to send their right fielder in to be the pitcher now, Mendoza. And that'll shuffle Lyons to short, Alvarado to second, and then they'll send Enriquez out to right field. Mendoza is a lefty here, so Caden with no outs in the bottom of the fifth inning. Gets that ball, hits it down the third base line. That's going to score at least two runs. Cuts Goodwin going to hold up the other, so a double by Castillo. So now the Bulldogs leading 9-1, and the run rule is 10 after 5, and so if the Bulldogs came get two more runs here, they will advance. They're leading 9-1. Hernandez is going to be the batter for the Bulldogs. No outs. The bottom of the fifth inning. Runners on second and third. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be way outside for a ball. Flaxton's going to be at third for Ira Castillo. At second, his third double of the evening. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Hernandez gets it, hits it to short, goes between the shortstop's legs. Claxton takes off running for home. It's going to be a play at the plate. Safe. No tag. So now the Bulldogs leading 10-1. Runners are going to stay on first and second. It's going to be Castillo and Hernandez, and it'll be Coy up to bat for the Bulldogs. One run, and the Bulldogs advance the state, leading 10-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning with no outs. There's the pitch. That one's going to be outside for a ball. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Low in the dirt. Ball two. Coy's at the plate. Juarez is on deck. Corey is in the hole for the Bulldogs. Those two seniors late in the lineup, Juarez and Corey, have done a lot of damage for Ira. The playoff series. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Hit by Coy. Right up the second base line. They're going to get the second baseman out. But Coy will be safe at first, so he advances the runner. So, one out. Coach Goodwin going to go talk. Castillo is going to be on third base for the Bulldogs. Coach Goodwin going to talk to. Oh, they're going to send in a courtesy runner, Coy. See who they're going to call in. It's going to be Jonah. Munoz. Be the pinch runner for the Bulldogs. Is it one out or two out? I've got one, too. One out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading 10-1. They've got the winning run on third base in Castillo. It's going to be the senior Juarez up to bat. Dimitri is one of two today. Hit a double in his first at bat and was walked in his last. Runner on the corners for the Bulldogs. Here's pitch. Outside for ball. So 1-0 is the count, one out. Runners on the corners for Ira. Here's pitch. Bulldog's going to steal. With a ball, and Jonah's going to run over to second. Say. Now the Bulldogs have runners on second and third. Here's pitch. Juarez gets it, fouls it. So 2-1 is the count with one out. Going to be hit fair to third base, but the third baseman was pulled off the bag. Oh, he's going to call a foul. Ball was hit towards third. They played it, but they're going to call that a foul. Now the count is 2-2. So 2-2, one out, bottom of the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading 10-1. Score one run here, and they've run ruled Morton and gets ahead to state. Juarez is the batter. Here's pitch. High for ball three. The runner's on second and third. Dimitri's working his way to a full count here. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be inside for a ball four. So now the senior four is going to come up to the plate. Looking for a simple RBI here. It's going to be bases loaded. Bottom of the fifth inning, Bulldogs leading 10-1. Here's pitch. Corey gets it. Hits this high. Foul. Morton sending several runners over. It's going to bounce in the Bulldogs' dugout. So, just a strike. 0-1 is the count with one out. Bases loaded. Here's pitch. High for a ball. Here's pitch. Low for a ball. The one thing, if you're Mendoza, you can't do here is walk 40 because that ends the game. But Caden's worked his way to a 2-1 count, and I imagine the senior's going to force Mendoza to pitch to him. Here's pitch. Inside for a ball 3. So this could be it. One run. The Bulldogs advance to state. 3 balls, 1 strike, bottom of the 5th inning, 1 out, 10-1 is the score, 4 is the batter. Here's the pitch from Mendoza. Gets it, hits it towards first baseman gets it, bobbles it. Castillo's going to score, Bulldogs, headed to state. Just a great at-bat, great game by the Bulldogs. Everybody's celebrating, gathering around Coach Goodwin now. Bulldogs will get to go play state next week. We play this, I was supposed to play it earlier.
That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so, we stand. We stand for the runner, the state team member, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nshf.org.
That's right, Bulldog fans. You heard that right. Ira is heading to the state baseball game. Don't miss the final UIL state event of the year, the 2024 state baseball tournament taking place Wednesday, June 5th through Saturday, June 8th. These games will be played at Dell Diamond in Round Rock with Conference 4A games taking place on the historic Dishfault Field at the University of Texas in Austin campus. For a schedule, spectator and ticket information, please visit uiltexas.org/baseball. That's uiltexas.org/baseball. So, Bulldog fans, go get those tickets. I'll be there live with play-by-play, hopefully with a special assistant for that game. But, again, don't miss the final UIL State Event of the Year, the 2024 State Baseball Tournament, taking place Wednesday, June 5th through Saturday, June 8th. These games will be played at Dell Diamond in Round Rock with Conference 4A games taking place in the historic Dishfault Field at the University of Texas at Austin campus. For schedule, spectator, or ticket information, please visit uiltexas.org/baseball. Again, that's uiltexas.org/baseball. So here again, friends, Ben Moore here with you signing off. I will be there in state, live, play-by-play. I encourage you to go. What a great time to celebrate these boys and Coach Griblin. As your Ira Bulldogs are headed to state. So we'll see you here again. Be on the lookout for information on that game. And I will see you then.